Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Clearly, the most majestic portions of Scripture are portraits of the Lord riding forth in judgment. The age of grace may have chilled our fervor somewhat for sharing in this. We delight in the victory of Calvary's Hill, where a little lamb was slain by the bloodthirsty crowd and heartless soldiers, spurred on by the jealousy-mad priests. Hardly a classical triumph. His mother pierced through with sorrow, the other women broken-hearted, his disciples crushed and scattered. We cheer a little more lustily at the thought of Satan's head crushed, bloodless spirit being that he is, or that death and hell have been conquered. But real people dying? Horses hocked? Armies smashed? That's when the squeamishness sets in. By contrast, Psalm 76 thrills to the thought of the mighty God, Elohim, going forth to conquer. Quote, "You are more glorious and excellent than the mountains of prey. The stout-hearted were plundered. They have sunk into their sleep, and none of the mighty men have found the use of their hands." Psalm 76, verses 4 and 5. Imagine God like a mighty mountain with its summit in the clouds, unmovable, unavoidable, unconquerable. Quote, "You yourself are to be feared, and who may stand in your presence when once you are angry?" Verse 7. God doesn't lose his temper, is not capricious. His judgment is just, verse 8, because it is designed, quote, "to deliver all the oppressed of the earth," verse 9. In fact, quote, "the wrath of man shall praise you," verse 10. What does this mean? God's judgments in the past were designed to cause others to flee for refuge to him. Yes, God, quote, "is awesome," verse 12. Everyone should take him very seriously. If you do, he can save you. When you see that the wrath you deserve fell on him, that's when he conquers your heart.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.